USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is defending the move to dismantle the coronavirus task force in a matter of weeks, even though the number of cases of the coronavirus continues to climb.
We have hospitals that we built. We have medical centers that we built. We have people on the task force that focus on that. We have people on the task force that's focused exclusively on ventilators.
The president in Arizona met with members of the Native American community. 2,000 members of the Navajo Nation have been infected with COVID-19. He was also asked whether Dr. Anthony Fauci and Dr. Deborah Birx would take part in the new committee that would be formed as the focus turns to the economy.
There will be, and so will other doctors, and so will other experts in the field.
At the Honeywell plant, the president said the pandemic has underscored the importance of restoring supply chains and a powerful domestic manufacturing base. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has been hospitalized after getting an infection that was caused by a gallstone. The 87-year-old justice underwent non-surgical treatment for what the Supreme Court described as a benign gallbladder condition at Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore. Ginsburg plans to participate in Wednesday arguments over the telephone from her hospital room. She's expecting to be released on Thursday. A big U.S. state is getting ready to change their coronavirus stay-at-home orders. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Today, we are announcing our efforts to update our stay-at-home guidelines and begin the process of moving into phase two.
That's California Governor Gavin Newsom speaking yesterday, saying new guidelines will be released in detail on Thursday. And he said if they're met, businesses can start to reopen in at least certain regions of that state.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The FBI has released statistics on the number of police officers killed in the line of duty last year. USA's John Clemens reports.
89 law enforcement officers were killed in line of duty incidents in 2019. Of these, 48 officers died as a result of felonious acts, while 41 died in accidents. Offenders used firearms to kill 44 of the 48 victim officers. Four officers were killed with vehicles used as weapons. Of the 44 officers killed by firearms, the FBI reports 34 were slain with handguns, 7 with rifles, 1 with a shotgun, while 2 with firearms in which the types of firearms were not known or reported. I'm John Clemens.
Storytime is going viral on social media. USA's Tim Berg reports.
A country music legend is spending his time reading a children's book to kids over a Facebook Live event.
Hi, I'm George Strait, and today I'm going to read you a book, boys and girls, and it's called Never Ask a Dinosaur to Dinner.
The virtual program was started last month to help entertain and promote reading.
Never ask a dinosaur to dinner, because a T-Rex is ferocious, and his manners are atrocious, and you'll find that if he's able, he'll eat the kitchen table.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.